Hey, Clippers fans, how's it going? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am positive Chuck Mockler.
And we're coming at you after a dirty but hard-fought win over the Nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
113-107. This one was really frustrating to watch at points. There were moments that I would say I was sincerely infuriated.
Yeah, it was a tough one, but, you know, we still got the win.
Still got the win. Yes, got to stay positive. We are, by the way, Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Yes.
We're bringing Clippers news 5 days a week.
Hell yeah.
We're going to be kicking off today's show, as you might have imagined, with a recap of that 113-107 win over the Nuggets. We're going to kick things off on a positive note, sort of what we liked. Still, you know, there's still some stuff to work on, but there was a lot of good to take away from this game.
We're going to talk about both sides.
And then in segment two, we're going to be talking about what we didn't like from this one. Just, you know, kind of some continued stuff that we've seen from this team. Unfortunately, some recurring themes.
The trends continue.
So we'll wrap that up with how we're feeling and then get into some shavings. We got some great voicemails. Also, the playoff party line is open. All playoffs. Yes. What's that number again?
213-986-7354.
All right. So without any further ado, let's get started.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yeah, so Clippers, I mean, really snuck by this one. It was an ugly win. We're going to talk about there was, you know, some things we didn't like. Also, if you did watch the game, Jermichael took a knock on his ankle. We're still waiting on an update for that. That should come probably during the pressers the day you're listening to this. But the big story from this game, from what we liked, is that Paul George and Kawhi showed up in every single way possible.
Yeah, they did it everything that they needed to do.
It was the perfect 2-1-3 game.
Paul George brought just a flamethrower of offense.
Yes.
And Kawhi, I mean, Kawhi had a solid scoring game, but he led the team in everything else.
Yeah, he had 14 boards and 6 assists, and also the craziest block ever.
Yes.
On Jamal Murray. He got him right in the middle finger, with his middle finger right at the rim, which was fantastic. PG scored 32 on just 18 shots.
Very efficient.
But this is the reason, you know, this was a perfect example of why you make the moves you do for these guys.
Definitely.
And the whole offense was efficient, too. The whole team shot 57% from the floor. You know, Jamike, Mook, and Bev were super efficient. And on the other side of the ball, the defense on Jamal Murray was nice.
Definitely. Definitely.
5 of 17 from the floor, and we didn't really let him get to the line. The defense was really kind of only good for like one stretch of the fourth quarter. So it was nice to kind of see him held, you know, in check a little bit.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of the defensive things, I mean, we'll talk about the stuff that we really didn't like that could be improved in the next part. But, you know, one of the things that was an issue was just foul trouble.
For sure.
You know, Zoo got into foul trouble, 2 quick fouls within the first 90 seconds of this game.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, like, Zubats was a huge, great part of this performance. He came out with something to prove in this game. He only had 8-3 in the box score, but he was a plus 10, and he really did his best at slowing down Jokic. Yeah, Jokic
tried.
Jokic had 30 plus, but I mean, like, that's what a great offensive player is going to do.
For sure.
He clearly flummoxed Jokic in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, the defense just, I mean, like, also, you know, just to the eye on the court, like, it just looks better when Zoo is out there.
The whole, as a whole, definitely. I think there were some times when this game with Jokic was a little bit in Zoo's head.
I don't know about in his head. I think he was just, he was grabbing his arm.
That's fair. He was also, yeah, he fouled out, and he was kicking stuff on the side of the bench. He was fired up, dude. It's like the most fired up, I think.
It's the most emotion I think we've ever seen from Zubats.
100%. Lou Will did kind of everything in this game. He wasn't that efficient, but, like, dude, he was making defensive plays. He was grabbing tough boards.
Yeah.
Like, his imprint was all over this game. He had 2 steals and 5 boards. And he made 3s for the first time since game 4 against the Mavs.
Yes. He shot 40% from 3 today, so, I mean... happy with that. This is going to lead into something that we'll talk about later, but he was so instrumental in leading the effort especially later in this game. Like those two steals that he got were huge. Big rebound. He was just, you know, he was really contesting, and obviously, you know, he has a pretty clear ceiling as what he can be as a defender. And that, you know, that's no discredit to Lou Will. Like, that's just, you know, it is what it is. At a certain age, and like, you know, you're built for scoring.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but seeing him put that sort of effort out in there, like, I don't know why. I don't know why we need these guys to be setting the tone, but they do it, and I'm glad that somebody is doing it.
What do you mean by that? Do you think, like, who should set the tone compared to Lou? I mean, obviously the starters, it would be nice.
Yeah. I mean, I would just like to see this kind of tone set from the starters, like, out the gate.
Yeah.
It's not
the
to
energy
say,
tone is what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, like, the defense got better as the game went on. Like, there was like a greater effort. So I do like that the adjustment was made. I just worry. I mean, I do feel like in some of these games, it's like we're hanging on because we know that we have it in us to eventually. I hate the flip the switch thing, but like, I don't know what else to call it. Like, it's
that's
like
what happened in this game.
Eventually, we're going to engage and then, you know, like,
win.
And then win. So I don't know, man. It gets, I just worry. It just makes me worried. That's all.
Yeah,
you know, just as a fan, segment. It makes me worried.
The final run of Trez's minutes were good.
So this is a very important caveat. The final run of Trez's minutes.
For sure.
He snagged the clutch offensive rebound. He was 3 of 4 from the line. And, he looked a lot more engaged in this final stretch than he had the previous three quarters of his play.
Yeah, something clicked. I'm not sure what it was. I hope this kind of boosts him going forward. Taking this last run, you know what I mean? It's something to build on of in terms of momentum. Like, he shot great from the free throw line. He was 7 of 10. He only had 3 attempts, and he was kind of having trouble finishing at contact. But the Nuggets have been playing him physical.
The Nuggets have been playing him physical, and he only had 3 attempts because all the other times he was going to the line.
Yeah, he was getting hacked.
He was taking a lot of contact, which has definitely got to be hard to try to establish that rhythm. His finishing did not look good. But anyways, I want to talk about this in like a bigger thing of do we have a bench problem in the what we didn't like segment. Do you have anything else for what we liked in this one?
We got a voicemail about the finger block. People
love
are going crazy about the finger block, as well as a bit of a nickname question.
Hey, it's Carlos Acedo here. I have two fun questions for you guys. One question being, should Kawhi's middle finger be eligible to get a jersey retirement? And the second a question of mine would probably be, which nickname of Kawhi's is the better nickname, the Claw or the Cyborg? Thank you, guys. I love your guys' podcast. Keep up the good work, man.
So yes, I do think the jersey of the finger should be retired.
If things go as planned, let's just say, then I think 100% that picture will be in like the Chick Hearn or somewhere in Staples for sure.
Yeah, well, there should also be if we win a chip, there should be a jersey in the rafters next to Kawhi's jersey that's just the emoji of the middle finger on the back of a jersey.
Well, so also Andrew Greif pointed out that Kawhi has a middle finger engraved in his championship ring in Toronto.
Yes.
Which, hey,
is kind of a lame move.
I mean, I can't argue with that. It's kind of a lame move.
But
the block is fantastic. And now that the prophecy is fulfilled with the middle finger engraving,
yes,
I think it's better now.
Yes, definitely. Best nickname is still got to be the Claw, though.
Yeah, the Cyborg, that feels a little, I don't know.
It doesn't roll off the tongue for me.
Yeah, Claw, you got the K thing going, too.
Yeah.
That works. But I mean, Cyborg is a sufficient second nickname.
Yeah.
Off the bench nickname.
Yeah, we should workshop a few things.
We'll figure it out. Appreciate the voicemail. The Clippers party line is open.
That's right.
213-986-7354. Coming up next.
Do you have that number memorized?
I do. I haven't memorized that. That's like the only.
You don't have my phone number memorized.
I absolutely do not. I don't have Hannah's. I don't have any. I don't have my mom's. One more time, 213-986-7354. Coming up, we're going to be talking about some things that need to be worked on and what we didn't like in that Clippers-Nuggets game. But
first, this is a RockAuto.com podcast.
Yes,
and you want to know
no
why? Because they're a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So you should go to rockauto.com right now to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They've got a great catalog. It's unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much on the same parts?
Why?
It doesn't make any sense. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Okay, so this is the what we didn't like. Despite getting the win, 113-107, there were some times when maybe it didn't look good.
Yeah.
But...
So this one,
started as a shootout.
Yeah. I wanted to jump in on that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
Let's start at the beginning.
While the offense did... I mean, the offense was clearly clicking. It looked really good.
For sure.
I just don't know why we should be letting a team that is such a good offensive team be getting into a rhythm. Because that's the thing, right? Like, if it doesn't matter if we're keeping up with them. If they're getting into their rhythm, we're playing their game.
For sure. There was no containment.
There was no containment
on the there was in the no. beginning from either side, which was great. But yeah, we talked about it. It was like, I wish we wouldn't have to do this.
Yeah. And like, I mean, it's great that we shot like near 70% or whatever. It was some absurd field goal percentage that doesn't even matter. Yeah. But you know, we only outscored them by a single point in that opening frame. I mean, like, and I think that it allowed them to get a lot of confidence to get going.
Michael Porter Jr. definitely had confidence. He torched us.
He definitely
did. And he murked Trez on a dunk.
And I mean, it helped. It helped Jokic get into rhythm, get for confidence. Sure. Like, I don't know. We just
it has to get figured out soon. I'd like to see it from beginning to end.
It has to get figured out.
Yeah,
we just can't be content to be in a shootout with a team like this.
For sure, with any of the teams coming up, especially because it's just going to get harder.
Yes.
We gave up a bunch of full court transition buckets. Like, Jokic loves to throw the full court pass. I think a lot of people are aware of that. And we just got beat by it so many times this game.
It was absurd. I think in looking at the game charts, we actually won on the fast break, but that seems like a total lie to me.
That's a box score lie.
That's a box score lie. That's very funny. You know, we don't believe in box scores here. We watch with our eyes, with numbers.
We definitely believe in box scores here for sure. We didn't contain the paint.
No, we did not contain the paint at all. They outscored us 58 to, I believe, 42. I don't know. Like, Denver has a great game plan. Like, they have effectively removed the paint from us.
The fouls also made everything wonky too.
Yeah. But I mean, for the last two games, like, this has been their plan.
Yeah.
You know, keeping us out of there, forcing us to take. I mean, there's shots that are in Kawhi's bag, but he's seen two and three defenders.
Yeah.
I don't know. We still haven't quite figured out how to really punish them for not spacing the floor defensively.
Yeah. It is still, for how rough things look, this was that classic game where we talk about, like, if the score wasn't on the screen,
yeah,
you would just think the Clippers were getting destroyed.
Smoked. for maybe that first.
Yeah, and, the fourth. So it's like, that's the thing. We did the classic thing where we kept when it matters. We got the dub, but 17 turnovers, not good. We can do better than that. And then Trez's play was so rough before that run in the third.
So
people were not happy on Twitter, especially about it.
I mean, the effort was just like non-existent. He wasn't finishing well. Clearly, wasn't playing any sort of defense. Rebounds. Jamal Murray could have out-rebounded him.
Jr. got a putback dunk.
Yeah.
On a free throw.
Yeah.
Which is a sign of not very good effort usually on the boards.
Yeah.
From the defensive team.
I don't know. The effort just was not there at all. And, I mean, it's got me just wondering, like, overall, like, a thing that we didn't like, is this bench depth just not what we thought it was?
So, this game, it's hard for me to take a bunch of rotation stuff from because the foul situation was kind of wonky. We had those two early ones on Zoo.
But this is Green a continuing theme for Trez.
It is a theme for Trez.
Like, at what? I mean, I don't know. Like, is he went from being like a 19, near 20 point per game guy who was a huge energy guy, and like, granted, still was not a great defender, but yeah, the effort was there, and he could be a really solid rebounder.
I think he just might need, and I know that maybe people want it to be not like this, but he just might need some more time to get fully back to be in Trez.
I don't know. I mean, he doesn't have any more really much time.
I hope it's
time.
Next game. Well, that's what I was saying about, you know, I hope he kind of takes this momentum from the end of the fourth. I hope it's in the next game.
I'm really glad that Trez was able to step up to the challenge, because once Zoo fouled out with, you know, Jamichael with the ankle knock, I thought we were done. Yeah. I thought that was going to be it. I thought it was going to be a death sentence with Trez in there. That's how bad it's gotten.
It was rough. And it's been rough with his on-off minutes with Paul George and Kawhi. It's just minus with Trez on there.
Yeah. One kind of silver lining, though, on this bench thing. I don't want to completely dump on our bench, because I do feel like the silver lining is that Doc is starting to break out of some of his habits, and he is really starting to like to realize some
things got to get shorter on the bench.
That A, the rotation has to get shorter, and B, he's figuring out these rotations a little bit more. Like, we saw Green be the first sub in today for Zoo.
Love
that.
That's an adjustment
I like. You know, that's a good adjustment.
Yeah.
We saw Reggie play terrible in one 4-minute stretch. And I, you know, granted, he wasn't put in a great position to succeed. He was out there with Trez. He was out there with Lou.
And Lou.
And that was the last 4 minutes that Reggie played in that game.
Yeah, that's a good call. So that lineup was something that was really frustrating to see, was both Kawhi and PG. The staggering was great to see.
Yeah.
But, like, Marcus Morris wasn't in foul trouble, and Doc was like, there was so much work having to be done by Kawhi and PG when they were on the court with Sham, Trez, Lou, and
Reggie.
It was just like, it's just too much. You know, they can't make up for that. That's so much effort to put those guys into. But again, I hope that was just the foul situation, because the whistle was pretty brutal in this game.
It was. Yeah, it was. And I mean, you know, whatever. I'm not going to complain about flopping. Like, we get to the line a lot more than this Nuggets
team. And we literally did in this game.
Generally, so. But I do kind of think that ejection foul on Zoo was kind of a bogus one in my...
Yeah, that was a rough call. And then, how are we feeling?
Feeling... Man, I don't know what to make of this one. You and I talked a little bit about this. We're like... it's great that we get the win, and it's great to see these glimpses of you know what this team is and the identity of this team. But I think part of it makes both of us wonder, is this reinforcing bad habits? Is this reinforcing the idea we can waltz into a game and then, you know, to come out with the dub?
Turn it on.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, this was a good game for the most part. Not the most part. There were a bunch of good positives from Doc in this game.
Yes. The team in general. I mean, you know, the team played offensively really great in stretches, put the whole thing together in a stretch there.
Yeah. The Doc adjustments are encouraging. But, yeah, I think any win, you know, that last 4-minute stretch for Trez is going to make Doc just believe it even more. And, Zoo fouling out is just like...
brutal.
Some of them were ticky-tacky fouls. Some of them you're just like, Zoo. But like,
no, I agree. They weren't. Yeah, they weren't all BS fouls. It was definitely some of them, it was definitely on him.
And you put yourself in that position to get that last janky one called on you. So like,
gotta keep those arms up.
Gotta keep those arms up, man. But you know, again, Zoo is probably gonna be really tough on himself. He's in the presser at practice the day you're listening to this, but. I don't know. I mean, like you say, the runway is kind of getting shorter. And we also don't really have an idea on Bev's minutes restriction. That doesn't seem like it's going to be lifted anytime soon.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't quite looked himself yet either.
No, but he was looking better in this game. He had a big offensive rebound, which was great.
Yes.
But overall, like, you know, hey, we got the win. There's a bunch of stuff to work on. The foul situation doesn't make this game a throwaway in terms of like strategy and everything like that.
No.
But
the turnovers are something that they like that needs to be tightened up.
For sure. But you know, it was nice we held Jamal Murray, you know, kind of in check.
That for sure. There was good.
For sure.
And I thought Zoo played a great defensive game.
Yeah, I thought Zoo played pretty solid. I still think maybe kind of in his head a little bit. Coming up, we got a very confident Clippers bro voicemail, but first have to give a shout out to DoorDash.
Ooh, what's that?
You can get food delivered, and it's great. It's very safe to get food delivered via DoorDash. I got a pizza the other day. It was delicious. Or if you want Chinese, you know, someone's maybe also craving froyo. There's something for everyone at DoorDash. You can continue supporting restaurants in your community safely with their contactless delivery. They'll just leave it right outside your home or apartment door. Thousands of restaurants open for delivery on DoorDash that need your patronage now more than ever. Support your favorite restaurants on DoorDash. You've counted on restaurants. Now they're counting on you. And while the dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery with DoorDash. Ordering is easy. Just open the app, choose what you want to eat, and have your food safely delivered outside your door with a new contactless delivery drop-off setting. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery. Just open that DoorDash app. And right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKEDONNBA, all capital letters, one word. One more time, $5 off your first order and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code LOCKEDONNBA. Don't forget, that is code LOCKEDONNBA with your first order on DoorDash.
All right, so we're back with Shavings.
Oh, yes.
And the jubilant return.
The Clippers, bro, is back.
It's about time.
Let's see what this young man has to say.
Listen, bro, it's me. I know it's been a long time, but I was just trying to wait for the championship parade, okay? But you know what? I can't wait anymore. I am so tired of all these people that haven't watched this team this year saying that the Clippers are acting like front runners and that they don't deserve to be. Well, guess what, guys? They are the front runners, all right? Yeah, maybe sometimes they loaf a little bit, but you saw in Game 3 them lock in. And I'm tired of everybody thinking that these low-leverage teams like the Nuggets and the Lakers are gonna get in our way and stop us. It's Clips in 5, bro, in this series, next series, the finals, the next finals, and the three finals after that, bro. All right, man, I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
He's feeling it. He's as confident as I feel like a lot of Clippers fans were after that game one. Not a lot. There were some people who were kind of going crazy.
I've loved the extreme ups and downs of this series, man. I gotta say, well, there have definitely been things I've not been pleased with. This has been kind of classic cardiac Clippers basketball.
It is. We're just, you know, Carl Tart says all the time, Clippers going to clip. Like, this is what we've all signed up for. Now that things are good for the Clippers, this is how it's going to be. Nothing was as easy for this team ever. So why would this be?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great point. And that's the thing. I feel like, you know, and we talked about it earlier in this, like, I don't know if it's an effort thing. I don't know if it's an execution thing. I don't know if it's just a Clippers thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I would say be wary of that mindset a little bit.
But part of me is also like, sometimes I feel this way.
Yeah.
Sometimes when the Clippers are playing well, you're like, okay, I can definitely see this happening.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's been so many ups and downs this series.
Lucas Hahn had a good tweet. He was like, it makes sense that Jokic is going to kill us.
Of course.
Basically. Like, which sucks, but you're going to watch happen. But again, he was -8. So there's these things where, you know, we watch the box score every now and then. Like, those things jump out at you, which those are positives.
Yes.
Which is kind of weird to take from these games. But yeah, it's going to be ups and downs. And the next round is going to be even more terrifying, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely going to be a struggle.
What do you think the biggest adjustment is? Now kind of we're just talking. Zoo and the fouls. How can this be fixed? One thing we forgot to commend Doc for, sticking with Zoo after the fifth foul.
Yes.
Zoo got the fifth foul, and I think everyone was like, okay, time for Trez to come in. And yes, he got the sixth foul, mere barely a minute after
30 seconds later,
the fifth foul. But he got a huge dunk in between that fifth and the sixth foul, which I think helped Chuck.
Huge dunk.
Which was awesome to see. But that was a big...
He was perfect from the floor tonight with that being his one field goal attempt.
There you go. Very efficient. But that's a thing from Doc that I think was another kind of positive thing from this game.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I agree. I think the thing with Zoo and the fouls is he just has to keep that frustration in check. You know, I think the two ones, he was a little bit overeager. He was really hard on himself after that second game. So I think that he wanted to come out and prove something. And, you know, I mean, I think that that mindset is great, obviously, and it's what more people on this team, I personally think, need. But you just got to be smart with it. You know, I think we've even seen a little bit with Pat, and some of it is obviously getting his body back too, but like sort of an over-eagerness, like expending energy in not the right way.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I think I can do this little extra thing. Let me try and do it to show that I'm back. And it's yeah. Like, I mean, if you just do the regular stuff, that's great too.
Yeah, yeah. I think that, and then to avoid like those and it's sort of like chicken wingy things, he's just got to keep his hands up in the post.
100%. Do we think we ever see Patrick Patterson in this series?
You know,
when things were going bad in this game three, Clippers fans were like, put Pat out there. Like, we got all these fouls. Cause I thought the foul trouble was going to be worse.
I agree.
But everyone's like, put Pat out there. Like, do we think we ever see Patterson in this series?
So my thing was, and, you know, maybe I was being a little bit overly negative, but from how Trez started this stretch, I would have rather, if Jermichael was going to be pulled, I would rather see Pat at the five, which is, I mean, a troubling phrase for me to say.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see him.
No, I don't think so either.
Unless...
You think he comes back in the Lakers series?
Maybe. He might be effective.
I'll have to take a look at that. I kind of don't really
remember. AD. Joseph Raya Ward, host of the Fantastic Clipset podcast, always talks about how he plays great defense against AD, and I think it's true.
I mean, it makes sense. He like, you know, when he's in the post, that's, you know, where Patterson's going to be able to defend.
But we've seen it be bad before, so hopefully it gets better. Anything else kicking around in shavings?
Nah, man. Overall, great dub. I'm gonna make like the Clippers and just sneak on out of here.
Thank you for listening. You can find us on iTunes.
That's right. Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, Google Podcasts, and you can tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers if you haven't already.
And
please subscribe.
If you're new to the pod, thanks for joining. You know,
yeah. Please subscribe.
Yeah. Follow us at Locked On Clips, at Charles Mockler, at Will Updike.
What do we got on deck for tomorrow?
Wednesday's episode. We're going to be previewing Game 5 versus the Nuggets.
Oh, boy.
Got a lot of things we got to do on that one. Presser vibes. And then, of course, whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland. Excuse me, that'll be a preview of Game 4.
What did you say?
Game 5.
Oh, 5.
We own our mistakes around Locked On Clippers. And then report whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland. I have been positive, Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.